a concern of the report is that the engagement of the international community doesn't stop on the 9th of July. There's an enormous amount of change happening all the time in Sudan at the moment, and the response of the international community needs to keep moving with that. The response up until now has very much focused on the referendum coming to fruition on the 9th of July when independence will be announced. But in terms of the issues that the country is facing, will by no means end the very numerous problems that they have at the moment. So the report is very much wanting to look beyond that date.
Now, as you mentioned, there are numerous problems in Sudan just about a week before the South becomes independent. What are your main concerns?
The very immediate concern, of course, is the fighting that has been happening along the border areas, firstly in Abyei and since then in South Kordofan. There has been an agreement that has been reached in Abyei, but in South Kordofan, the fighting is continuing, and although the parties are talking, they haven't yet reached an agreement over the cessation of hostilities. So I would say that that is obviously of utmost concern in the short term. I think in the longer term, there are various issues to be concerned by. One is the economic situation for both the North and the South. They are incredibly dependent on oil, which means that their countries are both going to be destabilized by the split. The South, in the last 6 years, has not maximized on opportunities to diversify its interdependence with other countries and is still very much looking to the North for its supply of goods and trade. The North is set to lose a huge percentage of its income when the oil goes to the South. And equally, they have not diversified their industries that they rely on for trade. So much of the money has always been going into the oil industry, and very little subsidies have gone into any other areas such as agriculture.
Now, the report is telling the international community, quote, brokering a resolution to the current border crisis is the most urgent task, but one that must be coupled with resetting relations with North and South Sudan over the long term. What do you mean by resetting those relations?
The NGOs involved in this report are concerned by, and Waging Peace in particular, is the relationship that has built up, particularly with the North, but potentially with the South as well, whereby there is not enough criticism over actions that have taken place. And certainly in regards to Darfur, the Northern government in Bashir have carried on bombings there with impunity. And even this year, there have been almost daily attacks with civilians being killed all the time. Humanitarian access to the camps, very, very limited. So people are dying of malnutrition and disease if they're not being killed by bombing attacks. So in terms of resetting the relationship, I think that it's very important that the international community engages very heavily, both with the North and the South, but in particular with the North, to try and bring about an end to its attack on its marginal civilians, which we've been seeing for many years now.
The report also says reforming international donor assistance mechanisms is also critical. It says development and humanitarian priorities should be better supported on both sides of the border and help provide a genuine peace dividend for all Sudanese. So what should the international community do? We've heard a lot about what they're doing in the South, but what should it do regarding the North?
I think that it's crucial that it keeps its relationship with the North as donor countries because, as I mentioned earlier, the economic situation in the North is going to become extremely unstable in the coming months. They've already been suffering from the effects of secession, and that means that they need all the help they can get in maintaining a stable economic environment. And that, I think, should be seen as an opportunity by the international community. We've just seen that President Bashir has been in China this week, and we have understood through various contacts, Waging Peace has been told that the Chinese are taking a much stronger stand with Sudan on their record of stability within the country, because obviously it's not a viable country at the moment with the amount of fighting that's going on. And from China's point of view, who is so heavily invested in Sudan, they would like to see that situation improved, and they're welcoming that stance coming from China. And I think that we should see that as a great opportunity for all countries, that the potential for relationships with Sudan is there from a trade point of view, and that can be used as a mechanism to get the North more engaged on its human rights record.